From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Puerto Rico, the recovery continues. Laughter is indeed the best medicine, even amidst the wreckage of Puerto Rico, as various agencies, including the U.S. federal government, pass out relief supplies to people still struggling from the devastation of Hurricanes Irma and Maria. FEMA Acting Region Administrator John Raven.
So one of the challenges that we're having is making sure that the roads are cleared to allow the trucks to get there.
The U.S. has waived regulations limiting shipments from the mainland to Puerto Rico in the face of hurricane aftermath. Wednesday night, Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rossello petitioned the White House for a temporary waiver of the Jones Act.
The logistical transportation of the help that's arriving to Puerto Rico is kind of becoming a bottleneck, and what we really need are some human resources.
The Jones Act requires that all ships traveling from American coast to American coast must be U.S. ships, even if they are not the most readily available. Now, critics have said that the measure is stalling recovery efforts in Puerto Rico, whose residents need supplies as quickly as possible. Representatives from Twitter are due to speak on Thursday with members of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees in connection with the ongoing probes into Russian meddling in last year's U.S. elections. The closed-door sessions follow similar briefings earlier this month with Facebook. The committees are examining the spread of false news stories and whether anyone in the U.S. aided in targeting content to certain users. The Trump administration on Wednesday proposed admitting no more than 45,000 refugees next year as a security measure. It's the lowest number proposed since the U.S. refugee admission system was established in 1980. This is VOA News. Iraqi